thank you so much for coming, Bernd, and for also shedding some light of where the European Commission has been coming from and where it's going to, in simple words, in terms of promoting the interface between public health and environmental decision making, which is, I think, a very important move also for the Urban Wastewater Directive, but also that clear call for institutionalization. I have difficulties pronouncing that word, but obviously. But anyway, so not making it kind of a mushrooming external exercise somewhere in the research agenda, but integrating the efforts and the information that can be harvested from such initiatives and into fully integrating them into public health decision making. Which made me turning to my left, back to Etora. So also Norway is currently considering, if I understand well, the uptake of the approach, and the COVID-19 outbreak has triggered research in Norway on this very subject. And I would like to ask you, Etora, whether you can give us a little bit more information about the main outcomes of your research, as you know it as today, and give a little bit of an assessment of what you see, what the opportunities and feasibility are for introducing wastewater surveillance in the Norwegian context. Over to you.